Blog Talk Radio.
Third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So do not curse the Lord's name. Don't misuse his name for whatever purposes that you may have. Do not misuse his name or curse his name. I know some of you might want to say God, D-A-M-N, but you're not supposed to, and I am not either. The fourth commandment, and Pope Constantine changed this commandment to Sundays, and many of you Christians in olden time were killed because you did not want to follow Pope Constantine. And I probably would not have followed him neither, knowing that he killed you if you did not follow him. The fourth commandment reads, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, that is, including cooking your Sunday or your Sabbath meal. I have cooked meals for the seventh day. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath of thy Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughters, nor thy maidservant, nor thy manservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and in them is and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. So our Father does not want us to work, and he made the Sabbath holy. He hallowed it. The fifth commandment, most of you know, you should do this. Honor thy father and thy mother. The days thy mother be long upon the earth which the Lord giveth thee. Let me read number 5 again. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Now our enemy, which is the Supreme Court, told us that we can kill. He told a lie. They told a lie. We cannot kill. We cannot have an abortion. Don't, brothers or sisters, to kill. You don't do that. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. You are to be faithful to your spouse. Be faithful to your husband or to your wife. You're not supposed to go around having sex on him. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. What is it that you don't know about that? That's made very easy for you to understand. What's yours, you're not supposed to take. Commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So why don't you want to lie on your neighbor when our Father says you're not supposed to lie on your neighbor? The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not be envious of thy neighbor's house. Don't covet or be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Don't be envious of your neighbor's wife or husband, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. I always said donkey, but the Bible says ass. Thing that is thy neighbor's. So you're not supposed to cover anything that belongs to your neighbor. I have read to you the Ten Commandments. Now let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Remember, the only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You see, I belt all the time. Excuse me, I'm still better when I bring to you what the Ten Commandments says. There are more than Ten Commandments. You are to read them in the book of Deuteronomy. It will tell you you're not supposed to eat crabs and all kinds of fish. Look it up, and you see that you're not supposed to do the thing that the white man or the devil tells you to do, and equate the white man to do what Esau has instructed us. Esau has even stolen our Bible. My father loves us enough to write the things that we are not supposed to do. Then Esau comes and takes them and says that he has told us these things that are in the Bible. It's a half-truth. Some of the things that are in the Bible, most of the things are written by black men. Observe. Read the Bible for yourself. If it takes you a long time, do it. Don't just listen to everything that anyone else says. You want to know for yourself. I ask that you have your pen, pencil, and paper handy so that you can jot down anything that I may say or any scriptures that I may state. Look it up for yourself. Now, there is a lot of technological things like your notepad or your pad and a notebook. I have told myself that I would not get those things because I don't want to learn those, but I need to because they will help me tremendously. And I ask that you sheep get those things too and learn for yourself. And that's about all for now. I need to start reading from the Bible on the computer. It tells you that I am in 2 Kings chapter 3. But I will tell you, my Father in heaven has allowed me to read a little bit further than that. I will ask you, sheep, to turn to 2 Kings chapter 21, and I will pick up reading there in verse 15. That's where I left off last time, and this time I'm going to do the same, read as much of the Bible to you, and hopefully I will understand. There are several words in the Bible that I may not know how to pronounce, But instead of pronunciating, I will try to pronunciate them as well as spell them out to you. See, so I got 29 minutes left. I'm going to stop talking and read to you, see, as much as of this Bible as I can. And I want you all to follow along with me. Verse 15, chapter 21, verse 15. Because they have done things that have done which was evil in the sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much till he has filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sins, wherewith he made Jordan to sin. He made Judah to sin. I ask you, Father, right now to help me read this Bible correctly and not mispronounce words that are not there, such as I mispronounced the word Judah. I should not have. I looked at that word. I saw that word was Judah and said, I don't know what I said. I know that it was not Judah. And so I went back and read over it again. And this fourth, henceforth, my Father, help me pronounce the correct words. Let me start at this. Besides, he made Judas to sin in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all the acts that he did and his sins that he sinned, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house in the garden of Uzziah, and among his sons reigned in his stead. And Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign. This is what I told you last week. Many of the kings that we have read about thus far were young folks. We have now running for presidency in the United States of America. We have to choose, and I am choosing the best of the two candidates that I run, that is running, and I induce you to pick Biden and Harris. The other person is very wrong for you to pick. You see, pick what is right. Let me start at verse 19 again for you all. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Meshillah. Let me spell it to you. Meshullemeth, the daughter of Hara. That's spelled Haruz, and Jotbath, spelled Jotbah. And he did that was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh, and he walked in the walk. Let me verse 21, let me read it again. that again. Do you see? And he walked in all the way that was his father walked in and served the idols of his father, served and worshiped them. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers and walked not in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Ammon conspired against him and slew the king in his house. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against Ammon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king instead. And the rest of the acts of Ammon, which he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles, Judah? I am belting and trying to talk to you, sheep, as well. And he was buried in his father. Let me read verse 26 again to you, sheep. And he was buried in his sepulchre in the garden of Uzziah. And Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead. So that ends the reading of chapter 21. Let us now start reading chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. Can you imagine a child of 8 years ruling over you and telling you what to do? And he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jedidiah, Jedidiah, and daughter Adiah. Let me spell that. Adiah of Bozkath. Let me spell that for you. Bozkath. Verse 2. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Praise God. He walked in all the ways of David, his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan. Let me spell that. Shaphan, the son of Azula, Zaliah, the son of Mesullam, Meshullam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah, that's spelled Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered to the people. And let him deliver it to the hand of the doors of the work which have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let him give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord to repair the branches of the house, unto carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hew stone to repair the house. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hands, because he dealt faithfully. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan, let me spell this, Shaphan, S-H-A-P-H-N, the scribe, and I found the book of the law of the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan, the scribe, came to the king and brought the king's word again. And they said, thy servant have gathered the money that was found in the house of and delivered it to the hands of them that do the work that have oversight in the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah priest hath delivered me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he rent his clothes. That means he tore his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahilkam, let me spell that, A-H-I-K-A-M, the son of Shaphan, Abor, let me spell that, A-C-H-B-O-R, the son of Mishir, I am mispronouncing that. Let me spell it. M-I-C-H-A-I-A-H. And Shaphan the scribe, and Ananiah. Let me spell that for you. Ananiah. A-S-A-H-I-A-H. The servant of the king, saying, go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, for these people want. Is found, for great is that wrath of the Lord that is kindled among us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest and Ahilkam, that's spelled A-H-I-K-A-M, and Armor, let's spell A-C-H-B-O-R, and Shaphan higher, let's spell A-S-A-H-I-A-H, went unto Hilda, the prophetess, Shalom, the son of Kedesh, the son of Harhas. Kedesh is spelled T-I-K-Y-A-H. The son of H-A-R-P-A-S. Keeper of the wardrobe. How she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college. And they communed with her. And they commune with her. I'm going to underline that word so I can know exactly what chapter 23, and I will probably not get I have reading. And the king sent, and they gathered them unto all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant, which has been written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. I don't know why I have to belch when I start reading, but I am belching now. Even as I cry, my best to read a word of the Lord to verse 4. The temple, all the vessels that were made for Baal, let me spell it. And he put down the idol, Taurus, priest. That's spelled I-D-O-L-A-T-R-O-U-S, priest, which the king of Judah had turned to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places around about Jerusalem, them also incense unto Baal, to the sun and to the moon and all the planets and to all the hosts of heaven. And he brought out the gold from the house of the Lord throughout Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to power, and cast the power thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. And he broke down the houses of the Solomites that were by the houses of the Lord, where the women woven hangers the gold. And he brought all the priests out of the city of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba, and broke down the high places of the gates where in the entering Joshua, the governor of the city, which were of a man's hand, and the gates thereof in the city. Let me read that and stop here. Let me reread verse 8. And he brought all the priests out of the city of Judah and defiled the high places which the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba, down the high places of the gates where in the entering of the gates of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's hand at the gate. So, it's verse 9, chapter 23. That's what I'm saying. If the Lord said to me, let us have the faith. Closing, let's pray that our Father continues to bless us the Satan, the devil, has in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Remember James chapter 4 and verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. And I am Belgian. I still want to go to iTunes and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up, produced by my nephew, a great musician. The young, too, is smart. That's the best thing. They have the ability to play music for our Father in heaven. Not only that, Father, I teach the word. I know that they don't listen, but that's
help okay. Your children.
When they were younger, they did listen.
Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Remember, God loves you.
another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause he
and that's what we want, sheep. We want our Father's salvation. Goodbye for now.